It didn't take long for Hiccup to find him again. A telltale drift of bluey-grey smoke was curling out from the end of Stoic's bed. Hiccup tiptoed up and dragged him out from under the bedclothes. With a squawk of outrage, Toothless grabbed hold of one of the bed knobs in his powerful jaws. Hiccup got him by the tail and pulled. "Come on, Toothless," said Hiccup. "Time for sniffing practice." He tickled Toothless under one wing. Toothless wriggled a bit, going red in the face. Hiccup tickled him under the other. Toothless let go, giggling, and there was a short kerfuffle in which Toothless bit Hiccup several times before Hiccup finally got him under control, tucking him under one arm and holding his mouth shut with the other. "Now," said Hiccup, "you know we have to practice the sniffing. You want us to find the treasure, don't you? Not Fireworm or Sea Slug. You want us to show everybody what amazing sniffers Toothless Daydreams really are, don't you?" Toothless nodded, still with Hiccup holding his mouth shut. "Well then," said Hiccup, "we have to practice. Promise you won't bite me any more, and no claw crossing." As soon as Hiccup had removed his fingers, Toothless went all limp and floppy.
Toothless so weak. Can't sniff when he's so weak," he moaned pathetically.
"Right," said Hiccup. "You can have the other half of the mackerel if you behave from now on."
"Okay then," grumbled Toothless, shaking his wings. Toothless Daydream's such good sniffers, they don't have to practice, but okay."
Hiccup and Fishlegs scraped the disgusting mess of the rest of the mackerel from the bottom of Stoic's bed. Stoic was not going to be pleased, and fed it to Toothless, as well as a small haddock pie and three or four oysters.
"He won't be able to fly at this rate," said Fishlegs.
They set off into the hills and bogs of Berk, Toothless whining the whole way.
"Carry me, carry me, my wings ache. Are we nearly there yet?"
Berk was always a wild-looking place, treeless and boggy, heather-blown and fern-filled, and of course it was practically always raining, anything from a light, persistent drizzle to a drenching downpour. There are 28 words that mean rain in the hooligan language. But if you like your landscapes bleak and dramatic, Berk was attractive in its own way. And this was now spoilt by the great muddy holes the hooligans were digging everywhere, ever since they'd become obsessed with hunting for treasure. What with avoiding the holes and wading through waist-high gorse and bracken, it took the boys an hour or so even to get up into the hills to practice. And by the time they got there, Horror Cow had fallen into such a deep sleep on Fishlegs' shoulder it was impossible to wake her. Hiccup brought out an old gold bracelet of his mother's for Toothless to sniff. "That's the smell you're looking for," he said.
No problem," said Toothless. "Easy peasy."
After two hot and breathless hours of running around after Toothless and digging where he said he could sniff something, the boys surveyed what they had found.